But we start the show today in Krugersdorp, where 60 of the 120 suspects arrested in the wake of the shocking rape of 8 women in Krugersdorp's West Village last month, they're due back in the Krugersdorp Magistrates Court today. The suspects due to appear in the dock made their first appearance last week, Monday. They made a second appearance. Remember, they're not being charged with rape. They're facing other charges. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, is at court for us. Bernadette, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time today. Have they actually appeared in court yet, and what's happening there?
Hi, Mandy. No, the proceedings haven't got underway yet. We are expecting them to start kind of any minute now. But no, none of the suspects have appeared in the dock yet.
And what are we expecting to happen when they do appear today?
Sure. So on the last occasion, well, actually from the very first occasion, the state's been indicating that it wanted to put these suspects in an ID parade. On Wednesday, last Wednesday, that ID parade still hadn't been conducted, so proceedings were postponed to today, with one of the reasons being that they still wanted to conduct that ID parade. So hopefully we're going to hear today whether or not that ID parade has been conducted, and if it has, if there have been any positive identifications of any of the suspects, because that obviously could potentially lead to additional charges that relate directly to what happened in Krugersdorp with the rapes and the robberies.
And then, of course, we know that we're still waiting for the DNA reports as well in order to tie any of these suspects to the actual rapes. Do we have any updates on that at all?
We don't yet. I mean, DNA tests traditionally just take a very long time for them to come through. We've obviously heard that in this instance, the police have said they're going to try and expedite those results, but we haven't really heard anything about that since, I think, the first appearance last Monday.
Bernadette, thank you very much. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, at court for us. So that is still yet to happen, the appearance there of 60 of the 120 suspects arrested in the wake of that rape. A lot of focus on the West Rand at the moment. Also, the Portfolio Committee from Parliament is conducting oversight visits at Gauteng's illegal mining hotspots. So Sahlule Luzipo is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy, leading that Portfolio Committee oversight visit today, all week really. They're having a look at the various hotspots. And remember also, police management conducted blitz operations at several spots in Randfontein and Krugersdorp. So we have seen some of those areas being closed down. And we've also seen residents from Kagiso going on the rampage, declaring war against illegal miners, also destroying some of the homes belonging to Zama Zama. So a lot of focus there, a lot of reaction. Parliament is now there as well. So we're going to keep an eye on that one. Hopefully we'll be able to speak to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee as well.